The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Let's go! Heat win! There haven't been too many of those this season, but we did it against the Lakers. We are now 3-12 against 500 or better teams, man. So suck it, NBA. We have arrived. We've done it. Here we are. So, yeah, this one still felt like one of those nail biters that we are used to, where we're up and we're looking awesome in the first quarter, and then we seemingly start to shit the bed at halftime again. But we kept it together. We kept it together, and we did it. We pulled out a win against the Lakers. Sure, no Anthony Davis. I'm aware of that, but we're used to losing to other teams in the same state that are also missing like half the members of California. So this was a huge win, and we're celebrating. Alf might show up at some point tonight. I'm not really sure, but we're holding it down. Some people can't take those West Coast games and stuff like that, but whatever. We'll give an Alf a night off. Anyway, let's see who we got in the crowd tonight. All right. And before we start celebrating, we have to go around. Let's find out what y'all drinking. Yeah, man. You guys feeling good? You guys feeling good tonight?
Incredible production, as always.
Let's fucking do it. I hope you poured some nice drinks. Come on. Yes. Let's see. Moose. What you got for us, man? What you got?
Okay, well, come on. We're celebrating a win out in the West Coast, finally getting revenge over the Lakers after 4.5 months. We got the monkey shoulder, and we got the first one of the night. One time all around, drip drop.
Drip drop, baby. Let's do it. Yo, Eric the Great, gifting 5 subs right off the bat. Shout out to you, Eric the Great.
Oh, man, we got our drip drop Saturdays. Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Let's go.
Oh, boy. Tiff.
Yes.
What you drinking tonight?
I'm back on it. I got the Tito's in line.
Nice. Oh. Nice. Can't beat it. Can't beat it. Christian, what you got? What you drinking tonight?
Oh, I got my Casamigos and the Whole Foods, you know, the Italian lemon soda that they have there.
Oh, dude, that's good.
Just mix some of that shit in here. Oh, God, it's so goddamn good. Cheers.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, sounds great. You talking to Clooney about a sponsorship?
One day, I sure hope so, because that's going to be incredibly lucrative.
Hell yeah. And down on the bottom there, Mr. Giancarlo Navas, what are you drinking?
The motherfucking Kool-Aid, because I told y'all that we were winning. Y'all doubt it.
I just saw his name. Kool-Aid.
Let's fucking go, baby. I'm drinking that shit. I told you, Jimmy Butler's not walking into Staples Center and leaving a loser. No, I said it on the count. I tweeted it today. I had a bunch of fucking doubters. I had Alf doubting me. I had everybody doubting me, and I know.
I watched Jimmy.
I know him. He's not going to walk into Staples Center after what happened, and he was not going to walk out with an L. He was not coming off that win, season-defining game. He was going to come in there. He grabbed the game by the goddamn balls, and he fucking won. Got to the free throw line 10 times. Complete floor game. Amazing defensive performance. Did everything from guarding 1 through 5, switching, doing everything that they needed on defense and offense. And I told y'all, he was not going to walk into that building. It was no chance, and they were going to lose. There's no fucking way. I know him. He's a superstar.
So are you
God
saying
damn, one time for G off the top
the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I also have 3 types of rum in this.
We are celebrating tonight.
So you're saying that Pat Riley did not fail Jimmy Butler? I just want to.
No.
Never mind. We're moving on from that. We're moving on. Yeah.
Sign your tweets, Brian.
All right.
We've all talked about that enough. So Tiff, Kendrick Nunn.
That's right. Put it up there. Put it up there.
Say his name.
Put it up there.
There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
That's right.
Who's that, Tiff?
That's the Dark Knight. If you call, he will come.
What is this?
If you
what is this? He is really horny. So, anyway,
drink
yeah.
that.
Oh, God, I don't really want to drink after that.
I do.
I think we all do.
So yeah, so tell us about this, Tiff. I mean, this to me, this game was I don't really even care exactly what the stats say. This looked like the best Kendrick Nunn game of the season, and more importantly, it came at the expense of a good team.
Right, right.
And that's huge. So I mean, well, yeah, what have you got to
listen, I just noticed he just came out and he played. He played level-headed. He didn't rush. He didn't get in over his head. He made the right plays. You know, there were a couple of hiccups here and there, but he made timely baskets. He made good decisions, and you know what? They got the win. Usually, you know, Kendrick's out of control. He's running around making bad passes, taking bad shots. But tonight he came out and balled. And you know what? Say it like we mean it, because we needed every point he gave us.
Oh, 100%. And as a matter of fact, the Lakers are kind of thirsting after this guy too, because I've already seen this Photoshop being passed around. So,
oh boy. A lot of horniness going on.
So horny. Lakers fans are so horny. Oh my God. I tell you, what made me really horny was at the end of the game looking at Alex Caruso like this. Oh my God. That made me so happy.
Why does he look like Elmer Fudd from Space Jam?
I used to say that Tony Snell led the league in ugly, but Alex Caruso has taken that title from him.
It's awful. And we only see like a fifth of his forehead, too. I mean, you know, we don't even see the whole thing. Yeah.
That's yeah, for our he, benefit, he needs one though, that covers the whole
face, for sure. So, Moose, Mr. Drip Drop, though, down with an injury.
Listen, and not only that, how weird is it? We were talking about hip injuries before the game started, because we were actually mentioning, shout out to Justice Winslow, finally getting some minutes this year.
Get a three!
Yeah. He did that for a while, but man, that was so funny, dude. I sent out a tweet about how Max Strus missed 8 threes in 12 minutes tonight without making any. And then someone replied to me that Justice Winslow had started 0-for-9 in 11 minutes.
I didn't even know how he
Wait a second. Justice was like putting up a shot a minute. Where was that when he was here? Because that's what we asked for.
Let's pump the brakes a little bit. I mean, when's the last? It's been like 5 years since Justice has even played basketball. Like, let's. But yeah, fair. No, I don't know. What do you think about those numbers, Tiff?
Fucking numbers.
Exactly. Thank you.
That is a professional setup right there.
I test better.
But like I was saying, I hope Tyler's all right and he comes back soon. Hip injuries are scary, man. Don't rush this. Yeah. Let's see what it is tomorrow. I think they said it was a hip contusion for now, but especially for guards, that is not something that you should rush. Right. So, you know, let's see what it looks like tomorrow, but nothing you like to hear.
No, you definitely don't want to see that. Gianni, what do you think this Lakers team, because we get a lot of comments, we don't really talk about the opponents so much, we always talk about the Heat and you know how they look good after whatever. Okay, yeah. So let's talk a little bit of Lakers. So this team tonight, this Heat team has not been playing very well. We've been calling it like it is for a while now. Tonight they looked pretty good. I mean, even the vibe on the court, I sensed kind of more of a camaraderie between the players, kind of putting their arms around each other, which I didn't think was legal in the NBA right now. And they were clicking. They were clicking a little better than usual. But again, this team does not have Anthony Davis, and I have been saying that a lot of people talk about the Heat and how they needed the bubble last season to play, which is, doesn't mean it's a fluke, but it does mean that they really did sort of take advantage of those months off in their players so they could come out fresh. So if the situation played out differently, who knows if they made it to the finals? I'm not really sure. But I could also make a very similar argument with the Lakers, because Anthony Davis does have some injury history. And Anthony Davis also had many months off, and he came back and he was looking really good in the bubble. So, but this team tonight did not have him. So how, Gianni, can you walk away with this game? Your cockiness aside, can you walk away with this game and saying, can you say, like, yes, this felt like a definitive win?
I mean, absolutely. The Heat are the Heat are banged up. And by the way, so we talked about this on pregame. The Lakers with LeBron on the court and Anthony Davis off the floor are still a good team. They're outscoring opponents by almost 6 points per 100 possessions. That's their net rating. They have a 113 offensive rating and a 107 defensive rating, which is a good defensive rating. So, like, they're a good team without Anthony Davis, right? The engine that makes that team run is LeBron. What AD does is he takes them from a really good team to a really special team, right? And you know, the Heat are missing Goran, and the Heat, you know, had Tyler Hero for, what, 5-6 minutes, right? So it's tough. And the Lakers are also missing Dennis Schroeder, who, you know, in their non-LeBron minutes, you know, the Lakers were just thumped, right? Every time LeBron sat, the Heat were just getting a 10-point lead, and then LeBron had to come in the game. So Dennis Schroeder really helps their offense in those minutes. And AD as well, they'll run, like, Schroeder and AD pick-and-roll, handoff stuff, and that's kind of what keeps them afloat until LeBron comes in. And by the way, on the season, the Lakers are still being outscored with LeBron on the bench. It's a good win, man. When you know you're sixth game on a seventh game road trip, against a good team on the road, like, you take that, especially a team that, you know, has really struggled not just to win on the road, but just to win against anybody, like, not even up, so above 500 teams, just anybody. And man, that's exhausting. I mean, let's also consider that COVID has a lot of difficulty. Like, you thought the road was tough before, you know, imagine being separated from your family, and you can't go do shit, right? So this is the longest road trip in Heat history. That's another thing to consider as well. And listen, they can come out of this road trip with a winning record. That's insane. They've won three games on this road trip in Houston.
It doesn't feel that way, but yeah.
It doesn't, because that Golden State game felt icky and that Clipper game felt icky, but they have one more game in Oklahoma City that they can win, and they can come out of this 4-3. And I think we talked about this, if they go 4-3, we would have said, we'll take it.
That's a good point. The numbers and what we've seen on the court feel like they're kind of opposing each other, but and the record on the road feels that way this time. But listen, man, you take what you can get, and the East is really bad. Just call it, like,
they're,
I mean, the top of the East is really good.
They're awful.
But it's bad. It's, and also another thing that's bad, man, that Kool-Aid you're drinking, holy shit, man, on your lips, you are.
It's crystal light. It's crystal. Yeah. I mean, I'm becoming the Joker to Kendrick Nunn's Batman.
I mean, Gianni, speaking of Kool-Aid, were you the one that tweeted 4 minutes ago from the Heat Beat account, Justice Winslow had more threes than Max Strus tonight, makes you think?
Yes.
God damn it, Gianni.
It does. What would you rather have on this team? Justice Winslow or Max Strus?
Always just hurling toxicity into the timeline.
at least it wasn't Brian this time. Hey, man, 57 likes, 7 retweets. Listen, it's...
Beats in their tweets.
Listen, just like the Joker, he's looking to create some anarchy.
Listen, we're content machines out here.
Fez, you're not wrong. Yeah, I don't, especially with just all the, he looks like a child right now, and he said the word icky. Yeah.
I mean, it was worth a bit. I mean, I came with the crystal light one joke. It's not even real Kool-Aid. It's crystal light.
This is a more rated R show, Gianni, than PG, you know?
I mean, I put rum in it. I have a Jamaican dark rum, and I have some coconut rum, and I have some other white rum or whatever. So,
but I'm not talking about your beverage. I'm talking about your language.
Oh, okay.
Just general everything about you. One time for the child having his first drink, drip drop.
Drip drop.
Brass is making faces. Yeah. I think the defense.
What are you drinking?
Oh, I see. Yeah, someone else. Okay. I mean, I am taking shots of my crystal head vodka.
Oh,
I also made a paper plane, which is a delicious cocktail. I don't need to go into how all of these drinks are made, but if any of you are interested, just hit me up afterwards. I'll let you know. I'll give you the ingredients. Anyway, Christian.
Yeah.
Bam Adebayo.
Yes.
What were your thoughts on his game tonight? He looked really aggressive to me.
Honestly, I was shocked looking at the box score that he only had one block. I could have sworn he had like 3 blocks, but like he was very active defensively. He made a lot of really nice plays.
Wait, he had one block. Who was that against?
I thought he had more than one block. That's why I'm.
But who was the one? I don't really. I,
no, but he
I
had one good.
Put the king block. In jail.
Oh. Yeah, was it against one? LeBron or was it against?
Fuck out of here.
That is a fucking awesome block, man.
But yeah, but I mean, honestly, like, I thought he had a really solid game tonight. I thought he played aggressively and took advantage of the, you know, opportunities that he got where the defense was kind of focused elsewhere. But again, I mean, I got to come back to Kendrick, man. Dude, Kendrick played 40 minutes tonight, like by far the most on the Heat. Like, wow. The Heat were minus 11 in the 8 minutes that he didn't play. He actually took the third most field goal attempts tonight, and yet he had the most points for them. That goes to show how efficient he was.
Like, we needed all 40 of those minutes.
Mm-hmm. When Kendrick is efficient, like, yep, he's a totally different player. And when he can actually be hitting his threes, which has been a huge problem for him lately, like, that's big, right, for this team, especially on a night where you got Strus missing 8 in 12 minutes. That's wild to me. Only in today's NBA.
I mean, do you think some of that is he just doesn't get, he gets really erratic playing time, Strus?
No? Yeah.
Am I crazy? It's just sometimes he'll go like 3 or 4 games with you don't see him at all. And,
right.
And I'm always confused as why. I mean, I know Spo likes to get his lineups and set his lineups and just kind of keep everything and play the same batch of guys, but he also will just throw Strus in and you know, give him 5 minutes on this. What the
Musabai?
No. Yeah, no. Melody agrees. Again? He's your like, what agrees. The fuck? We need some Max Strus up in there.
Yeah, but he didn't look good. Yeah, I mean, that was you. I mean, yikes.
Like, well, and he also probably
he got,
well,
look he at got it, a Strus goose egg from three tonight.
But look at it this way. He got those minutes based on Tyler being hurt.
That's true.
He wouldn't have got those minutes in the point. Second half at all.
Who could take Gabe Vincent's minutes?
Nobody.
Goran, that's whenever he comes bad. Back.
Yeah. I won't even speak on Goran because he's not even here. So it's like I can't even even speak on him.
There were a couple points in this game, though, where I was missing him so bad. Like, it's just like I am just done with those Gabe Vincent minutes. Like, I get it. Like, I get Spo's rationale. The team does need, like, ball handling, but he's just not getting anything right now. Yeah. And
I get,
like,
so pissed when I see him on the court.
Yeah, it's real tough.
Yeah.
I think one of his biggest problems is I get so nervous when he's running the fast break because he can't run it. And our players don't know how to stay wide. Everybody's bunched up, and he's just looking like he's just like a cat in a box. Like, he has no idea what to do. So it's nerve wracking.
No, go on.
I was gonna say, Brass, you're like, hosting tonight, man. You can't just like go off screen like you usually do.
Spo just
sent
me to the fucking bench. He's
I have go.
I don't want to interrupt your flow.
No, but that's just, you know, it's one of the problems. Like, you need a ball handler, and technically he's the ball handler, but he doesn't know how to facilitate. So then that's when it goes back to Jimmy, it goes back to Bam, and it's like you want to see Bam playing that free flowing game that he was playing tonight, where he was able to get to the basket, he was able to post up a little bit, he was able to come up top, he was down low, he was all over, and he didn't seem like he was out of breath, because the last couple of games he's looked winded by the time the fourth quarter hits.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of that is that they've run a lot of like screen actions for him for like the off ball guys. So he's constantly like running from one side of the floor screening, and then when a play gets switched on or broken up, he has to kind of go to the other side of the court and do it again. And like, you're kind of running back and forth, just setting picks, rolling, and then resetting. That's exhausting. Today it was really one action and then something, right? Right. And even though their offense wasn't working at times, I thought they were a lot more succinct and more decisive in what they wanted to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to the, I know I don't want to harp on the Lakers too much. However,
no, let's harp on the Lakers. We got to take advantage of this while we got it.
We got to talk about how bad LeBron was today. Well, not bad, but like how the Heat did a great job of limiting everything that he did. I mean, that was masterful by Spo today. I think that this is his best game of the season.
You know what? I'm not giving Spo that credit. I'm gonna give the execution to the players because I hear what you're saying, but let's go, because we're so down on them this season. Let's give them, when they actually do show up, let's give it to them. Like, they took his game plan and they made it better. Because you don't stop LeBron. You don't contain him. Like, you don't do any of those things. And they literally contained him the entire game. Like, that was them. That wasn't Spo. That wasn't the Water Boys. That was them. That was Jimmy. That was Bam. That was the weak side help. That was everybody.
Yeah.
And you can tell, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But Bron was agitated.
Oh, he was pissed. Well, I'm going to get to that in a second. But, like, LeBron, I mean, he scored 19 points, under 20 points, and he doesn't have his second best player there. Normally, that's when he feasts, mm-hmm. because he's like, okay, I need to do it. And meanwhile, Kuzma is the one who steps forward and actually has a better game than him, which is rare.
Yeah.
I don't watch a lot of Kuzma, but...
he wasn't efficient today either. He shot 33% today. 38%. Right. He was 8 for 21.
He was pretty good defensively, though.
And he was.
People have been saying that he's been a lot better this season defensively, and it shows.
He was. And they also, that first half, they needed him. They needed every shot that he made that first half. He kept them afloat that first half.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Brass, before we kind of change gears, I just kind of highlight what Tiffany was saying about, like, what the players executed. Like, they threw everything at him. They were switching. Mm-hmm. They were hedging. They were doubling. They were fighting over screens. They were meeting him at the level of the screen with the big. They were sending the help really, really early. And then they were rotating out. The rotations today and the help was as disciplined as I've seen it all season for them. And I think today is kind of the culmination of everything that we've talked about how their defense sometimes can be a little real or a little fake. I mean, those dudes played super hard today. They won the rebounding battle again. That's like the fifth time this road trip that's happened. Duncan had 10 rebounds. Like,
Duncan had a double-double tonight. Like,
rebounds were boxed out, but he got them. But I mean, those are team rebounds.
However you can get them. Yeah, you can get them. You're absolutely right, G. With the Lakers, were they always this whiny, or is this a LeBron thing? Because even as Heat fans, well, I know their fans are, but I'm talking about, like, you know, the Lakers players in general. Because when LeBron was here, he cried for calls a lot. I mean, it's just something that he's done. He's the superstar of superstars. So I'll give him a pass on that. But I mean, it is every fucking call, or no call. I mean, everything. It's exhausting. And even Jeff Van Gundy said it on the broadcast tonight. And when he's calling them out, I mean, it kind of says something. It's kind of, you know, common knowledge at that point, if he's really mentioned that. So I mean, Tiff, I know, you know, we were talking about this before the show. I mean, yeah, what are your thoughts on them just crying for every call?
I can't take it. I literally, like, when I even see someone do this, I just turn the volume down. Like, I don't want to hear that shit. Like, run down court. Like, it's like the play is over. Half the team is, like, past the half court line, mm-hmm. and you got LeBron backpedaling with his hands up out of the play. Like, it's over. It's over. And you know what? I don't give him a pass. I blame the NBA. Because he's so used to flopping. He's so used to getting the calls. And all of a sudden this season, they've been putting a smackdown on him. So now he's whining. Now he's crying. And it's just like, all of a sudden, it's in the team's DNA. Everyone's crying. All of a sudden, Caruso thinks he's a star. Oh, I didn't get that call. You're not a star. Nobody knows you. Like, get down the court.
I'm with you, but I think honestly what it is you always take your cues from the star of the team. Right. I mean, look at our team. You see the way that Jimmy operates. That trickles down. Now you look at the Lakers. You see the way LeBron operates. That's going to trickle down. Apparently, it's trickling all the way down to Anthony Caruso, but but that's what happens. You know, the star is going to set the tempo for the rest of the team.
Yeah, but it's
duck season.
It's exhausting, and I know LeBron did that when I'm here. I'm not acting like this is just purely and
yeah, but he's gone to another level since then. I mean, he did it a lot when he was down here in Miami. I'm not excusing it, but he's taken it to another level since then.
Well, and again, and this is also not a diss to LeBron as a player. He's fucking incredible, and he's playing out of his mind.
The best player I've ever seen.
He's so.
Brass, I like you so much better when you're just slandering LeBron, though. I mean, like, this
honestly,
is bullshit.
No, if we're I mean, fuck him.
See, there we go. That's all. Okay, that's all.
I mean, also he's never going to win.
That's all I needed.
He's never going to win a championship in the Lakers unless it's at Disney. Like, that's just never going to happen. Just for the record.
Fuck him.
One time for Bass for showing his true feelings. Drip drop.
Drip drop. So we're going to go to questions soon. If anybody's got any questions.
Yes.
Johnny's doing a really good job of throwing the comments up in the chat while I'm hosting.
Brass, you can slander. Fuck him. Everybody knows he's talented. So what?
Yeah, well, I said, we had a heat beat episode after the finals loss that kind of went somewhat viral where I was rambling.
You and me, baby, we were at the frontier of e-Twitter.
I was emotional because I'm a diehard Heat fan. I don't really care about any other team. Every other team can lose from here to fucking
ultimately
forever.
I found you very complimentary of him.
Thank
although
you,
it came across a little rough, I will say.
Christian.
It wasn't
like
the words.
20
it was
minutes
the tone.
Before that, we just lost the finals. Like, fucking give me a little bit of slack there. But yeah.
It was great.
He's incredible, man. Like, he's so good, but it's like he's still out there going, how come people don't say I'm good? You know, essentially. I'm paraphrasing, but and it's just that's exhausting, man. That's exhausting.
We got any questions?
Yeah, let's see. Do we have any questions?
Oh, yeah. We got quite a few. Yeah.
It felt good. I'm not going to lie. It doesn't happen
motherfucker.
Often.
Of course, Johnny, that's the first comment that he puts up. Johnny's never right about anything.
Never.
Screw that guy. So I know there have been some trade, not trade necessarily, but some buyout rumblings out there. I know there is a DeMarcus Cousins rumbling out there. I don't know why is he being let go if Shams says in his tweet that he's so fucking good and
because he's bad.
Yeah, but that was weird, right? I mean,
he's bad and we know that dudes when they don't play as much as they want, their agents call the front office and they say, why the fuck isn't my guy playing? And the front office is like, I don't know. The coach doesn't play him. And then they go to the coach and they're like, play him. That's why fat ass Deion Waiters got a lot of minutes when he shouldn't have. That's why James Johnson got minutes when he shouldn't have when he wasn't playing well. And we know how this has worked in organizations when agents are mad because their clients aren't getting minutes and they fucking call and they bitch and they raise hell because that's what agents do. And that's what's happening. So DeMarcus's agent's like, why the fuck's my guy not playing? And they're like, your fucking guy can't move in space. And the agent's like, fuck you, get my guy out of here. And then boop, that's it. I mean, no team wants to
the
fucking
Joker
throw.
Joker kind of nailed that one.
Yeah. Just like,
who the fuck? Why is the team going to pay $8-9 million to buy out DeMarcus Cousins for his? They don't fucking care. They just want him out of there so they don't get calls from the agent anymore. It's like the dumbest practice in the league. Like, agents are criminals.
Just like boop.
But if you knew,
it's like, has he been playing with small children? Like, where is he getting these things from?
Who, me?
Yes. His last name Hawk. Does I don't even know where I was going to go.
Yes.
Anyway, this is a question. So. To that point, would you rather have Boogie or Andre Drummond? Christian.
Probably Andre Drummond just because Nikias really hates the idea of Boogie Cousins.
He really, really
honestly,
does.
Honestly, just purely out of love for him, I hope I would prefer Drummond. Honestly, Drummond is the more mobile guy. And, like, if we're going to get a big, I would want it to be the most mobile option that we have because that is still really important these days. So I would probably take Drummond on that one.
I mean, in my eyes, I want one of them. I kind of do. And especially because there are people at the end, they're better than the back half of this roster. I'm sorry.
Even a mobile, they're better.
And now I understand, like, to Johnny's point, you don't want these guys fucking you up heavy minutes in a game. However, when you need some bodies on the court that can do something, give you something, you know, if you could get the wink wink from Spo that he's not going to play that many Cousins minutes, yeah, maybe he can give you some fire. And Christian said it earlier, like, I think this team needs a transaction. Now, I'm not one that thinks not every transaction makes a team better, but sometimes you need a transaction to shake shit up. And I do think, even though they've been playing better the last couple of games, there needs to be a shakeup. And that happened last year. Those guys were good, though. Well, it was. Yeah, it was. It was, but
that happens to a lot of teams that go deep. And you could even look at the Heat's history. I mean, I'm going all the way back to like 2006. We did a deal at the trade deadline, and it set us up for the second half of the year. It wasn't a big-ass deal. I can't even name the guy now. I think it was – I'm not even going to guess the name because he barely played. But sometimes there's moves that just ignite something in the locker room to get guys going. Just a fresh face will just start to shake shit up and get some energy going. And I feel like that's what our team needs. So I'm kind of with you on that.
I don't disagree. By the way, shout out
to Shannon Anderson. Thank you, Pokesticks.
Shout out to the Suicidal Heat fan for the Prime sub, and shout out to Young Snap 69 for the gifted sub. We appreciate all the support.
I can't find the chat to put it up here, but I see Bricolo 32 said 3-3 in the road trip. Do you think we all overreacted to the three losses?
No.
I would say absolutely fucking not.
No.
They were horrible losses.
I'd say our reaction were spot on to those. Those were bad.
They lost to a dude named Coffee.
Yeah. It was bad. Just because you could string together a couple wins and one of them is to a good team like this, still missing one of their best players. Don't let that completely change your opinion on this team. I mean, we've seen it's not a small sample size we have seen this season. This team has issues. This team could also, with health, with we basically had no offseason and no summer league, none of that. So that is problematic, and maybe that could be why we have taken a little bit more time to sort of let stuff gel, but it's still a real problem.
Right.
And I'm not expecting this to really turn around. However, the East is really fucking bad, so we could really very easily start creeping up in the standings. But still, just know that don't feel too comfortable. That's all I'm saying.
I like this question because I know we wanted to get to questions.
Yeah.
Oh, I think none is starting when Goran is coming back. I don't know why we would rush Goran to play at all.
Yeah, agreed.
Like I don't know why we would do that. Hey,
oh,
hey,
let's go.
Let's go, man. Let's fucking go, dude.
One time for the Alphonse Sydney drip drop.
Oh shit! I gotta fucking
hurry up, Brass.
Alf, you owe me an apology.
For what?
For that tweet you sent, because you doubted me when I said they wouldn't walk into Staples Center and lose. I said Jimmy Butler's going to get out of that fucking building with a win, and they did.
Oh, bro, listen. The fact that they won is great, but to think that they would win is stupid. Like, let's be honest.
No, it's
like,
not. No, I have fucking
no, yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's no, a it's dumb not. Fucking thing to think.
I don't think it was that stupid.
No.
Why? Like, why? Why? What about
revenge,
this team this year?
Revenge game? Like, because Jimmy Butler is a fucking amazing superstar player. And if you have him, and if you have the fucking heart, and if you have that inside of you,
you're not Morgan Freeman and lean on me. You walk you're not going
to
fool me.
You walk into the Staples Center. I know what the fuck I'm watching. You look at that fucking banner on the ceiling. And
when did this turn into WWE?
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't give me motivational speeches. I watch basketball. I know I see this fucking
team. Also, we brought this up many times before, but I can't stress how much Johnny really didn't like this team last year, but all of a sudden he loves the team this year.
Yeah,
I'm so weird.
Thus the Kool-Aid.
No, because he likes He likes underdogs because like he can't get dates. He wants the team, like the manifestation of a team that can't get dates.
That's why you should love this guy, Gianni. You should fucking love this guy.
Right now the Heat are a guy on Tinder that loves anime, like and has a Goku profile. I don't even know if Goku's a person. I made that up.
No, you did good.
Is Goku good. A person?
Yeah,
okay.
No, you did it. Yeah.
Okay. Listen. Right, anime characters. Yeah, for
sure. One time for Goku, drip drop.
We lost Gianni.
I kicked him out. You can't be flashing those.
Bro, honestly, I didn't watch any of this game to the last like few seconds.
Fuck and
I
was you, like, oh my god, piece of shit.
I watched this game. They were up by 4 when I turned it on. Fucking Wes Matthews or somebody hits a layup. We turn it over, and then I'm like, oh, look at LeBron being LeBron passing to Alex Caruso for a game-winning shot. I was like, what a fucking perfect way to watch LeBron lose a game. Passing to Alex Caruso. Like, listen, I don't care. Like, I always have always said, like, LeBron always makes the right basketball play. But the right basketball play is never passing to Alex Caruso with the game on the line. Correct. That is not the right. I don't care how open he is. That motherfucker could be by himself in the gym. By himself.
Okay, wait. Hold on, Alf. Are you staying to hang out?
No, I'm going to leave soon. It's my cousin's birthday. There's a party on the other side of this wall. It's not
the
a
Knick
party.
Fan? The wow. Knick fan?
Yeah, the Knick fan. But he's my cousin. Fuck Knick you. Fan. My family over... Over hangover Nick. Time.
This is what Alf's parties look like.
Oh my god! That is.
I was looking for an excuse to get another drink.
No, go ahead.
Go get it.
Go ahead. Get another drink.
I'm gonna go do that.
Shout out to Young Snap for the gifted tier one subs. You're amazing. Yes, and shout out to Doombox 7 for the prime sub.
Hey, by the way, okay, it is a panini. I mean, pandemic. But there's three couples here, and one couple is fully vaccinated, and the rest of us don't go nowhere. So it's a safe party. Like we're
not.
I think
you're vaccinated. Damn, we're out here.
Oh, they're healthcare workers. They're nurses.
Ah, that's great. Congratulations.
Listen, believe me, I vetted everyone before I let them in my house.
Like, I know, dude. Alf and I had an exchange for some lights in a fucking gas station in Miramar, socially distant. We haven't seen each other in a year.
Yeah, we both had masks on and we weren't even fucking getting near each other. I'm like, put them lights on the ground, nigga. I'm like, don't step even away. Put them lights on the ground and step back, away. Motherfucker.
Leave it up, punk six.
I don't know you like that.
Stand back and stand by.
Yeah, I don't know you like that, proud boy.
I was pulling into the Chevron, and Alf told me to just leave him at pump six and drive away.
Yeah,
don't even fucking turn around. Get in the car.
Yeah, don't look at me. Don't look. Don't spread those fucking germs my way, no, listen, man. Like, I don't know. I gotta watch the game tomorrow, but like them beating the Lakers in LA. You know, at the end of this road trip, it's fucking amazing. Like, come on, like
it is.
We got to take all the wins in stride. Yeah. Why is Alpha and Puka shells? No, these are like beads for the.
What a great
party.
Name! What a great Twitch name! You get the show, man. You get the show.
Failed, right?
Wow. I didn't even see that. Yeah.
But yeah, like that's a good win. That's two good wins in a row, in my opinion. Because with this team, any win is a good win, and then you beat the Lakers in LA. Right. Like, okay, they're missing Anthony Davis. Oh, poor babies. You're missing your second best player? That must suck. Welcome to the finals, motherfuckers. Like, that is what we went through. So, I have no pity for the fucking Lakers. Fuck them. Like, if you can't win without Anthony Davis, don't ask us to win without fucking Goran Dragic.
But we won with Batman.
Stream beat pod. Hit him with it, Alex.
Drip drop, stream beat, episode 3 tomorrow.
By the way, did Justice Winslow have a good game tonight?
He had more threes than Max Strus, I'll just say that.
I mean, that what? Oh, that's
the. But you didn't watch. Right, Max went 0 for 9.
He was able to shoot 9 threes against the Lakers.
He was open, and Tyler was.
Let me in. Thank you, Gianni. I cannot believe you tweeted that. Still, I made a massive miscalculation. I ran out of tequila, so I got the gold label. And
okay,
nice.
So drip drop, guys. Drip drop.
Let's go. One more.
Drip drop.
Yeah.
My actual drink.
Alf, he was open. Alf, if you're not in here, get out of here.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, either you're in or you're out. What the hell?
Whoa. Gianni just kicked you out, Alf. How do you feel about this?
Whoa, Gianni.
Let's unpack this.
No. We never agreed on that.
I still want to know, were those puka shells?
I was just fucking around, man. I was just playing, man.
I was asking my lady to get me another drink so I could hang out for a little bit longer, first of all. And then second of all, you never kick me. No one kicks me out of Hangover Time, bro. Like, I will fucking revoke your StreamYard privileges if you ever do that shit again.
I can't believe you did that, Brass. That's fucking crazy.
What, call you out? No, bullshit. No, you know, we sign our, whenever we remove someone from here, we sign our removals, just like Twitter.
So we know y'all exactly letting, who says. See, G's starting to come on this show. Now he getting a little big head.
G's getting the big head.
He's running with the big dogs. Now he got his chest puffed out. Look at him.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Not looking at the camera.
Right. With your red lips. With your red lips. Why so serious?
Johnny really didn't want me to. He really did not want me to put him up on the screen.
Yeah, because look, I mean, I have the Joker going on. You know what I mean?
Did you wear lipstick tonight?
No, I'm drinking Kool-Aid.
The joke was when Brass asked, "What are you drinking?" I was, "I'm drinking the motherfucking Kool-Aid."
No, I don't believe that. I believe there was some. I believe there was an anime YouTube stream watch party for some fucking weird anime where men wear lipstick, and like you were all watching together, and some girl was doing a strange voice and singing karaoke. And then, like, you had to immediately switch to Hangover Time. That's what I believe.
What's wrong with drag?
There's nothing wrong with drag. I'm saying you might think something's wrong with drag because now you're pretending you're drinking Kool-Aid.
G, don't do it. Don't start that controversy on here.
What?
You know I'm not. You know I'm not. Sensitive just asking. Enough.
Don't.
You know I'm not sensitive enough to have these conversations.
I hope George is watching, honestly.
George is somewhere mad.
There's no chance he's watching, but I hope he's watching. Zero.
I do want to say there's going to be a best of, and let me stop. I'm so proud of like what I saw Brass working on, like a highlight reel of the best of
you
Hangover Time.
For a treat. It's so funny.
It's so fucking good, man.
It's going to be good.
And then, I'm like 2% of that show. It's Tiffany and Moose and Solana and Christian. It's like all the people that contribute to the show, and it's amazing. It's a really, really. We're almost halfway through this terrible season, and we've had so much fucking fun on this show, and that's what was highlighted to me. Like when Brass showed, there was so many things that Brass showed me in that highlight reel, and I was like, I don't remember that. But like, fuck, we've had a good time in this bad season, bro. Like, y'all, honestly, I feel like we've done like a really fucking good job with this shit because this is a hard season to make fucking. Thank you, baby.
Honestly, if they
this
start
is a hard
winning,
season to make interesting.
If they start winning, we're gonna die.
If they start winning, this show might be real fucking disappointing. Maybe this show runs on losses.
Their losses are keeping us alive right now.
Yeah, you never
exactly.
know. It's hard to know.
We drink a little less when they lose.
That's true.
Want to give a shout out to Bit Bisexual in chat who gifted 3 tier 1 subs. You're a homie. Thank you so much for the support.
Thank you, Bit.
Hey, Bisexy. We see you.
That's my homie.
All right, Bit.
What can I do before I leave? I got like about 45 seconds. What can I do to get some subs? Like what can I do to like get like 3, 5, 8, 10 subs really quick? You hear my girl in the back?
That's the sub right there.
you gotta show a sensitive area, man, like a nipple. We need a nipple or something.
Oh, they want me to show a nipple.
Oh boy.
My girl like, no,
that might backfire.
No, that we might lose.
Is that against Twitch terms?
All right. Ow. If you guys want my girl to sing Drip Drop again, I need a few more subs, and then I'm gonna get out.
Oh, Eric the Great just gifted 3 subs. He wants to hear that Drip Drop. He wants to hear it.
Oh.
There we go.
You got to do a little bit louder.
It's like a siren call. It's so
Anonymous Gifter gave out one tier sub. So
all right.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
We love like it.
Drift you got to get one right into
one
hard one.
One
right?
got to get one more. One more.
Here we go. Oh, Young Snap gifted one more.
Oh, more subs. You guys keep coming.
Young Snap.
They keep coming.
What fucking love this.
She's like, if you don't get this mic out my face.
She's a natural.
We need that on a drop.
That was excellent. I love
that's
that.
An awesome comment.
That's an awesome comment.
Thank you.
I have to hug my son hard. He's the one who told me about you guys, and now I watch you all the time.
Oh, shout out.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Yo.
That's it. That's it right there. That's it.
I love that they said watch us all the time, because we used to be an audio-only platform, and really we only started doing streaming this year. So that's really
it. Cool. Mm.
But I'm out. I got to get back to the party. I watched. Honestly, you know what? I'm going to tell you guys a funny story real quick. The whole night. Because I've been drinking, you know, it's a birthday
really?
Party. Yeah, if you cannot, first of all, I'm wearing a lot of jewelry. I'm wearing a button down
shirt. Puga shells, got the watch.
I got puga shells. You know, I got a fresh haircut. And then I put on Sun Sports on the TV down all the way, like, you know, mute. But I was like, at least I get to watch the game. You know what I mean? And then like it was like 11 o'clock. I'm drunk. I'm looking around like, where the fuck is this game at? And then I was like, oh, fuck, it's on ABC. I turned on 24 seconds left. I think it was like 12 seconds left. We're up 4. And then we almost lost. And I was like, fuck, it's my fault. I showed up dressed like every Haitian uncle. That is wrong, because I only have one pocket. If I was a true Haitian, there'd be four pockets in this motherfucker. Like,
how many pockets
are you wearing shorts right now?
Guayabera. Haitians be on that Guayabera shit too.
How many pockets do you have on your shorts?
No, I'm wearing jeans.
What?
Cargo shorts.
I feel like I've been betrayed.
I'm out here fancy as fuck, my nigga. You got to eat. We were dancing to Belvedere DeVoe earlier. I wish Tiffany was here. Oh,
shit. Damn,
Tiffany,
I want to be in that.
We're doing Poison.
It's just Poison.
Damn.
Killing
it. Damn. Don't come out here bragging.
We did the electric slide. It was like 8 of us, but we had a good time.
Y'all real black. Really y'all doing the electric slide?
Yeah, we did real black stuff. But anyway, I just want to say thank you to Brass for taking over for me tonight, because like it's very good knowing that my show is in fucking fantastic hands anytime I can't come on. I want to thank all the viewers of Hangover Time. You made this shit such a success. I can't wait to keep going. I can't wait to show you guys the highlights of the fucking first half of the season. Like we've had some fucking fun, man. When you guys watch this shit, you guys are going to realize how much fun we've had over the first 30 something games, no matter how bad or how good this Heat team has been. But I really appreciate everybody who watches. I love you guys. And thank you everybody who reached out to me on Twitter off of that incident that I had in Plantation at Total Wine and Spirits. I'm not going to go into it on this show, but thank you guys who reached out to me. That was it really warmed my heart. But anyway, you guys continue to have fun. I'm out of here. I love our audience. I love all you guys, everyone except for Gianni. You guys are the best. And I'm joking, Johnny. I love you.
You either.
Thank you. I was like, don't do that.
But anyway,
by the way,
everyone knows I love Johnny. Johnny's my man. Before we go, I got a brand new drink. Drip drop.
Drip drop, baby. What did I just say?
Love you, fuckers.
See ya.
Shout out to Dennis 2183 for the tier one sub.
All right, Dennis.
Yeah, he gifted two subs, actually. Shout out to you, Dennis.
Nice. Appreciate it, man.
Jack asked a really, really good question. Who does G think he is?
You know what? I'm someone who rides coattails. I've ridden Alf's coattails, all y'all's coattails, and that's the formula. That's who I am.
I can't look at Gianni's lips right now.
I can't take him seriously.
If I were producing, I'd step away for 10 minutes to Photoshop a fuck out of him right now.
I have some on my fingers too.
Your fingers are stained.
Okay, that's
I got
weird.
Some on my
that's
fingers.
What are you doing?
Yeah, no,
I don't want to know what you're doing with your fingers.
G's like that gross kid in the like by the jungle gym. You know what I mean? Just got the juice all over him.
I think I look nice. I shaved. Just got like a haircut.
Just got like an old Capri Sun. Just
damn, yo.
I want to say we are now 2-0 after I made the they kicked our ass imaging.
They did.
So you're welcome.
You want to play it? You want to play it? I like it.
I mean, no one really kicked our ass today, though.
No, but give the people what they want.
So nobody knows what that is. So just show people.
Okay. Just show them. Give it.
They kicked our ass.
Give them what they want. You guys will see more of that on the next one, hopefully. I don't know.
Or not.
Hopefully we never play that.
Maybe not.
It's awesome.
30-0 incoming. I don't even know how many games are left in the fucking season. By the way, when are they going to release this fucking schedule? We still didn't even know what the second half of the season is. And are we really going to find out during All-Star Week? It's weird, right?
When does the first half end? How much longer do we have?
Well, I mean, when is the All-Star game? The 7th?
That's coming up, though.
March 7th?
Yeah. Yeah. Freaking 2.5 weeks, I think.
I know.
I don't think they know.
That's weird. Are they factoring in like all the makeup games and stuff like that?
I would expect that's what they're doing. I'm sure that they'll announce it over probably by All-Star game because that's going to be literally an all-day-long coverage. Like they got to start talking about the second half of the season at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's. That's just weird, man. It's weird. And it makes me feel like if it weren't like, I mean, I know they're doing that because of the COVID situation, but I feel like they really kind of wanted to find out and get a feel for how the season is really going with infections and stuff like that before they release it. Like, as if they were like, well, maybe there's a chance we don't do it.
They have to do the makeup games. So I think that they're going to probably
makeup games after the All-Star break?
No, I think they're going to do them. I don't know. That's a good question.
I just think it's hilarious how they think that people aren't going to party and go to Magic City in like freaking droves, like around the game. Like it's just like, don't go to party. Made for TV event. Okay.
did you see the Young Jeezy of Trick Daddy and who else? There was some party.
Oh, the party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DJ Envy. I don't remember who else it was. I was like, looks like fun. Yeah.
Looks like COVID.
Ooh, it does. it was like the versus.
Just licking its lips. Just
red. I'm about to eat. Christian, just red and juicy.
Like my lips.
This is a good question. Is G the Myers Leonard or Chris Silva of Heat Beat?
Nah, that's bullshit.
The Max Struess. It's just everyone gets mad at me. I do too much. I do way too much.
No, it's not bullshit. Good. You're like, you do too much in the sense that Spo does too much, but like, you know, you got to give yourself a little bit more credit than that.
Why are we giving me credit? That's not what's fun. That's not content. You guys just got to make fun of me and we move on.
No, because I don't think cyberbullying is fun as much as you seem to love it.
Is it cyberbullying?
Yeah, we don't cyberbully. We'll say that shit to your face.
I mean, we're doing all of this online, right? Isn't that what cyberbullying means?
Great. I love this.
That's funny.
I think Dave nailed it.
That's true.
Could be.
Yeah, that's
right, but we can't end the show with something Dave said. No.
Dave is Pokey Sticks?
Yeah, that's Dave. Oh, did you not know that?
Shout out to Dave, always in chat.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
So Oklahoma City, next game, right? That's on Monday?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So are we going to make this 3-0?
They better.
They could. There's no reason they can't.
OKC's struggling. They've kind of fallen off after their hot start.
They are second to last in the West. I did not realize that.
No, they fell off hard. They've really had issues defending and scoring, just everything.
It's like the Spider-Man meme.
Which one?
With us. Just us pointing at them. Yeah.
Oh, true. Because we're always like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think this team knows last game of a road trip. We have a chance to come out of this the hardest part of our schedule above 500. You know, we had some bumps, but we just crossed we really had a turning point in our season where we went into the favorite, the favorites to win the championship. We went in their building in a way that they led the almost the entire game. It was convincing. And I think we have said that about wins against good teams at all. They won convincingly against a good team on the road and a team that is their rival, that is their measuring stick, that they have history with. And that's the kind of stuff that changes seasons. And Christian, we talked in pregame about that 9-8 Heat season when the Big Three first started. They go into Cleveland, they win that game, and that completely spearheaded their season. Heat also very famously have good marches under Eric Spoelstra. March is always the launching pad for their Heat season. We are February 21st. This is the time when Heat teams tend to historically pick it up. So I think that they're poised for a run right now.
March Madness, baby.
I agree, but I will caution and say if Tyler isn't available, that's a huge sticking point.
You can beat OKC without him, though. And then anything that happens after that, you're right. But hey, all hands on deck. You're totally right, Tiff. But all hands on deck, we should be able to beat OKC without Tyler.
What hands you talking about? You talking about
Jimmy and Bams? Take us home, please.
What hands you talking about? Like, we just got saved by Kendrick Nunn tonight.
That's true.
The Thunder aren't the Lakers.
No, they're not. But you know what? Tyler is a huge hole to be missing when you're already missing others.
That's true.
We saw it tonight. We could have used Tyler in that fourth quarter. All right. That ending was way too close. You needed another playmaker out there, someone that could at least get a shot off and help space the floor.
And honestly, there was a lot of Andre Iguodala in the fourth quarter, and it's just
too
like,
much.
And it's like, I feel like it's because, they got guys like Goran and Tyler that are out. And so just because of that, I can't wait for them to get back. I'm not even going to lie. I'm done on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be interesting coming up. We'll see. We'll see if we can make it happen. You're still drinking that juice. It's making me uncomfortable. I can't. I just
drip drop.